Welcome back.
It's nice to be back. I miss it terribly. It's great to see it still doing so well and playing music from all over the map and all over the world and all through the years.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
So it seems.
Well, we're going to talk about some days gone by and what you're up to now and taking over Frank on Friday once again, the show that you created here back in 1993. What are you up to these days, Marshall?
Well, I actually work for a sports station up in Gray, Tennessee, which is just outside Johnson City. And I'm not the biggest sports fan, but you know, a job is a job, and my creditors insist that I get a paycheck, much to my personal dismay. But what can you do? And I've been playing a lot of music. I'm actually playing tomorrow night up in Abingdon, playing every Saturday night this coming month, and doing some shows here and there. Big show that I'm looking forward to in April. Going to be playing again with David Lindley up at Acoustic Stage in Hickory on April the 8th. That's a Friday night, so mark that down on your calendar. We had a heck of a show last year, and it's going to be another great night up there again in April at Hickory.
And you'll be in Abingdon, Virginia here the next show?
Yeah, tomorrow night at a place called Bonfire Smokehouse, which is actually owned by Doug Beatty, who started the Barley's Pizza in Asheville and all the other Barley's Pizzas. And he also was the one that started at the Brewgrass Festival. But he moved up to Eastern Tennessee and has just a wonderful restaurant up there called Bonfire Smokehouse. If you're ever up in Abingdon, head downtown near the Martha Washington Inn and the Barter Theater and look it up, because they've got some great food. And it's a total anomaly. It's a barbecue restaurant with a full bar. Imagine that.
You can get into some trouble there.
Indeed. Tell him about it. I play there about once a month. Doug's a fine fella, and he gives me a chance to come in there and play about once a month. And I've been playing. I'm playing down in Brown Mountain Bottle Works in Morganton a week from tomorrow night, and just here and there, trying to get down more this way. But, you know, you got to whittle away at it.
Well, there's a WNCW connection at Brown Mountain Bottle Works, as
yes.
Corey Suttles,
that's
who
right.
was on the overnights here all those years ago, is proprietor there in Morganton.
Mm-hmm. And they're a great place. It's a wonderful. It would take you a long time to try every single beer they've got there. I'll tell you that. They got more beers than I've ever heard of, and I've heard of a lot. So check them out if you're in the Morganton area.
So in 1989... you were on the airwaves, and you were morning host for all those years up until 2001. Is that correct?
Actually, when I started out doing what was called ARC Overnight, I was on here the very first night, Friday the 13th of October, 1989. I did the very first late shift. We only went until 2 a.m. back then. We went from 11 to 2, and then the transmitter was turned off from 2 to 6 for a while, and then Greg hired me on as the Crossroads host, and I did that until July 2001. And started Frank on Friday up not too long after Frank died. He died late in 93, and Frank on Friday sort of got going every single Friday, early in 94, as I recall.
And like a lot of things at WNCW, it started organically and mm-hmm. then grew as it became, it got more attraction and more appeal,
and it just amazes me, and I guess it shouldn't, but I'm so gratified that it's still apparently one of the most successful hours of fundraising you have each fundraiser, and I know folks who, you know, turn the radio off from 12 to 1 on Friday, their loss in my opinion. But you know, whatever floats your boat. So, but I'm really glad that the Frank on Friday faithful have hung in there all these years, and especially a big hats off to Brother Dave Wall for carrying the torch all these years.
Yeah, Dave has done a fantastic job with the show and has stayed true to its original vision. And we're tipping our hat to Dave, but we're also glad to have you back, Marshall. We'll be talking with Marshall as we go through this next hour and kind of bring back some of the memories of the early days of WNCW, get him to pick out some of his favorite music. We'll be digging through the stacks here, which are quite extensive. We've got a few records, maybe 25,000 or so. It's 1:24. Let's get back to the music. And this is a kind of a New Year's Day theme from Nina Simone on NCW.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Tattered sails in the wind.
Robert Hunter on WNCW. You know him for his lyrics. That's one of his own records, Tales of the Great Rum Runners with Rum Runners. Matty Pryor and June Tabor with the Gray Funnel line. We had a live one from Robin Hitchcock, Glass Hotel from his storefront Hitchcock, all picked out by Marshall Ballou. We started with Nina Simone, kind of a a nod towards New Year's Day, perhaps, that tune, Feeling Good. It's 1:37. You've got mostly cloudy skies across the region today, and just a little bit of a wind, fairly moderate temperatures, cooler weather coming our way, and more sunshine. Lows overnight from the mid-20s to around 30 for the Piedmont. And then tomorrow, a little cooler, low 40s for the mountains, mid-50s expected for highs here around Spindale. My name is Joe Kendrick. Glad to be a part of your New Year's Day. Very glad to be sitting across from Marshall Ballou. Marshall, I pretty much grew up, in a way, in my sort of matriculation as a radio host, listening to you. So looked up to you for a long time, and then finally kind of landed in the same sort of spot that you were as being morning host here at WNCW many years later. But it's great to have you back as Frank on Friday host, and you are a guest DJ this afternoon. Tell us about that last set.
Well, Robert Hunter, of course, if you're a deadhead, everybody knows who Robert Hunter is, and that's his very first solo recording. He's done quite a few of them, and he's still out there touring. In fact, sad to say, he's having to do kind of like Dick Dale and go out and tour in order to pay his medical bills, and he's having to go out and work on the road to actually stay alive and pay for medical procedures when he is off the road, so he can be able to go back out on the road. But that's the price of living, getting long in the tooth, I suppose. I can speak for that because I just had a knee replacement a couple months ago, so I can tell you that getting old is not for the weak or the timid. That's definitely for sure. And Matty Pryor and June Tabor there in the middle. That was a record that that Greg Hills was. That was a big favorite of his back when it first came out. And we heard the old Gray Funnel Line. And then one of my favorites to start things off, a person who is definitely, Robin's definitely acquired taste, but Robin Hitchcock, to me, to my ear, is sort of the perfect amalgam of John Lennon and Syd Barrett. Great pop music sense. And then you start listening to the words and you're just absolutely, dumbfounded as to what on earth is he singing about? Where is this coming from? But I've had the opportunity to meet him a few times, and a super, super nice guy. He was one of the very first guests at one of the mountain stages we did down at the Peace Center in Greenville very early on in the early 90s here on WNCW. And just a wonderful guy. Real jokester. And then he starts singing stuff, and a lot of it's really dark and weird and unsettling, but everything can't be sweetness and light. So he's got that. He's got all that down.
Marshall, tell us about some of the differences between the earlier days here at WNCW and being in the chair now.
Well, everything's digital now is the main thing. I mean, we didn't even have the internet in here when I was here. Plus, we had a couple of turntables over there against the wall, which I think I was the main one to use those when I was still here, because I had a lot of records that we didn't have in the library. The library, of course, has gotten a lot bigger since then. And it was just, it was almost, I mean, I don't want to say shoestring, because we did have up-to-date equipment and everything, but it was definitely a totally analog, and all the logs on paper and nothing, and not having to type anything, that sort of stuff. But it was one of those things of sort of an Andy Hardy, Mickey Rooney movie thing, and let's rent a barn and put on a show almost feel to it when we started, because we didn't know if it would succeed or not with the format we had decided to try out. And luckily for us, and for a lot of other stations around the country, both Americana and AAA has blossomed into a very viable part of the radio spectrum. So,
well, up until the day that WNCW went on the air, there was a vigorous debate as to what the direction of the sound would be.
Absolutely. The first GM, Burr Beard, wanted it to be an all acoustic station, and Greg and I both had to batter at him about this. We're going to get, if you do that, you're going to get like 10,000 listeners, and then you're going to hit a ceiling, and you're not going to get any more. But if you stick in jazz with bluegrass, with world, with rock and roll, with college rock, with spoken word, with old timey stuff, You're gonna gather listeners from every single niche around the area. And what the best part about it is, someone who's an old time freak is gonna hear some Duke Ellington that they've never heard in their life, or some Frank Zappa they've never heard in their life, and go, that's pretty darn good. I've been missing out. I better listen to these guys some more and see. And plus a lot of stations never use the change up at all. But the changeup is an integral part of baseball, and it was one of the things about the way we programmed WNCW from the first, is you really never know what's coming up next, and you may like it, you may not. But if you keep listening, you're bound to hear something you like within a song or two or three. So people keep listening, and it grew. And I'm very, very indebted to everyone who has put the shoulder to the wheel and kept WNCW going all these years. It's a wonderful thing. And of course, Greg Hills was a massive part of the whole programming strategy here. I have to mention his name here. I miss him terribly every day. And he was kind of the programming rock when we first started. He turned me on to a lot of stuff. He turned us all on to a lot of stuff that we'd never heard before. So WNCW wouldn't be WNCW without the vision of Greg Hill. So I definitely have got to say that and give him props.
We're live with Marshall Ballou today. It was the first time back in WNCW control room since 2001, and he's taken over Frank on Friday, the originator of that program. You'll be hearing him at noon on Fridays going forward here at Listener Powered Radio, and he's picking out some tunes, some of his favorites. We've got another one coming up. It's Pine Mountain Railroad. Tell us about this, Marshall.
Well, Pine Mountain Railroad is a bluegrass band, and I think some of their personnel has changed, but one of the folks that was in the band, and to tell you the truth, I'm not sure if he is still or not because I haven't been in touch with him for a while, was a young man that I met when Cindy and I moved up to Whittier near Bryson City, a fellow named Cody Schuler. We bought hay from his father and his father's brother for our horses. And Cody was a very nice young man and quite a mandolin player. And he joined Pine Mountain Railroad. And we're going to hear a tune from The Heartache and Hope, a recording. And they were from Bryson City, so this one is called Old Bryson Station here on WNCW.
Traveling to Morocco on WNCW, and Najat Adabou with Just Tell Me the Truth from the compilation Morocco Crossroads of Time. That followed the band. W.S. Walcott Medicine Show comes from Stage Fright, and we started with Bluegrass, Pine Mountain Railroad, Old Bryson Station from the Heartache and Hope recording, all picked out by Marshall Ballou, who is our guest DJ this afternoon. It's 157, and WNCW receives programming support from Highland Brewing Company, celebrating 21 years of craft brews. Highland's Tasting Room is open every day with live music Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to 9 p.m., and local food trucks on site daily. Now available for private events. More info at highlandbrewing.com. Marshall Ballou, who is a big fan of that style of music, as you heard from Najat Adabou, he's been jamming around with the oud lately as well.
Yes, I picked up an oud at a pawn shop up our way about a year ago, and let me tell you, some deep, deep water to swim in. I had gotten in touch with David Lindley about some oud stuff, and he said, "Oh boy, you just discovered the most wonderful instrument in the entire world." And the oud is actually the mother instrument of all the other stringed instruments: the lute, the guitar, the mandolin, the violin. It all started out with the oud, which is the most ancient stringed instrument from the Middle East. They call it the mother instrument there.
We also heard the band, and then, you know, that's no surprise that you'd be a fan of the band. I mean, who isn't?
Right.
W.S. Walcott Medicine Show. Why that track?
Well, there actually was a W.S. Walcott Medicine Show back in history, so they took that title from an actual historical reference, which I had not really known until a couple of years ago, and stumbled across it, which was interesting to find out. You know, they're so good at coming up with their own names of characters and stuff. I figured it was something they had pulled out of the air, but actually there was a W.S. Walcott Medicine Show back in the minstrel days.
And we started with Pine Mountain Railroad. That's Cody Schuler in an earlier incarnation in that bluegrass tune, Old Bryson Station. Nice to know the direct connection you have with Cody Schuler and his folks.
Yeah. Cody's a really good guy, and his dad and his dad's brother were our hay source when we lived up in near Bryson City in Whittier for a few years after I left the station here back in the early 2000s, and then we moved up to around Johnson City back in 2006 and been up there ever since.
Marshall Ballou is live with us. He's our guest DJ this afternoon. I think you got one more tune that you've picked out for us. Tell us about this.
I did. This is Babatunde Olatunji, and a lot of deadheads will know who I'm talking about. He was a Nigerian drummer. I want to say that's right. It's been such a long time since I've had access to all this different music. But when I saw The Dead in Telluride in 1987, Babatunde did an opening set for each show. But he also did a daybreak set between the two shows at sunrise on Sunday morning, because it was one of the passages from another wheel of time into another in his particular religion. So, you know, we wondered, well, what's going to happen now with this whole new wheel of time, you know, sort of their own millennial thing. And he just was the most amazing thing that whole weekend. And this was the cut that he started off every one of the songs with, and he got all the audience people to sing along with it. And it's a thing called a Zsa Zsa here from his LP called Drums of Passion, The Invocation. And thanks so much for having me in this afternoon.
Marshall, it is a pleasure. Anytime, come on back.
I'll do it. I'll be glad to.
This is WNCW Spindle, WSIF Wilkesboro.